On to our final four news stories, including a boost for one of Norwich's hidden gems and some under-11 footballers completing a marathon task. A hidden gem which offers panoramic views of Norwich could be set to undergo a regeneration worth up to £250,000. The project seeks to improve accessibility at the council-owned Kett's Heights in Thorpe Hamlet to ensure the public space can be enjoyed by all. A contract worth between £200,000 and £250,000 has been put out by the City Council as part of a search for a potential supplier who can help complete the works. The scope of the project includes the installation of a ramped access path from Ladbroke Place alongside the resurfacing and refit of the step path from Kett's Hill entrance. Contract details state a crane will be required to complete the works. Kett's Heights was acquired by Norwich City Council in the 1980s and is managed by the Friends of Kett's Heights, supported by the Norwich Fringe Project. Within the Thorpe Hamlet Conservation Area, it contains the remains of a medieval chapel and a 19th century garden terrace.
Football players dread the hard yards of pre-season running, but one of the city's junior teams has defied the heat to achieve a remarkable feat. Cossey Dragons under-11s took on an unusual training session on Tuesday night as they tackled the daunting 26.2-mile marathon distance collectively. The Dragons train at Cossey Sports Club in Longwater Lane and took on the challenge in nearby Woodland, with 11 players testing their endurance. However, with a few injury issues, some of the squad had to take on longer runs to help out their teammates and clocked a total distance of 28.9 miles. The 10 and 11-year-olds and their coaches ran to raise money for local charity Nelson's Journey, which supports bereaved youngsters. Jamie Miller is the football team's manager and said that while it is a run that the team would normally do once or twice a year to prepare for the season, this year they wanted to support a local charity. He described the conditions as difficult and humid, with the roots and slippery ground in the woods proving to be a disadvantage. Their efforts have already raised over £600, exceeding their original target, but they are hoping to surpass £1,000 by the end of the month. You can donate to their cause by searching for Cossey Dragons under-11s Marathon at justgiving.com.
A Norfolk teenager has spoken of his shock after one of his songs was chosen for play on BBC Radio 1 Extra. Lewis Rumsby, age 19, from Thurton near Norwich, has been making dance music in his bedroom since lockdown, but thought he was being scammed when rave show presenter Jeremiah Azimiah contacted him, asking him if he could play his latest creation on air. Mr. Rumsby, who is known as Yobbo, put his house reworking of Georgia Smith's Little Things on SoundCloud and was quickly contacted by the BBC DJ asking if he could use it. But he did not believe it was really him until he received a follow-up message last week telling him to listen out for it. The music producer and DJ, who is currently training as an engineer and taught himself to make music through trial and error, said he listened in disbelief as the track played on his radio.
A Norwich-born TV presenter is set to take over from Jeff Stelling on Sky Sports' popular football show, Soccer Saturday. Simon Thomas, a former Blue Peter presenter, is being widely reported as the choice to replace Stelling, who has built a cult following as a passionate presenter in the last 30 years. Other names said to be in the running were Caroline Barker and Jules Warren, but Thomas will reportedly be announced as the new host next week. Thomas, who grew up in Cromer, initially stepped away from his career in 2017 after his wife died, aged 40, just 4 days after receiving an acute myeloid leukemia diagnosis. However, the Norwich City supporter has returned to sports broadcasting in recent years, fronting Amazon's Premier League coverage and being regularly involved with Sky. In 2021, he remarried at Norwich Cathedral, but kept festivities private after wanting to enjoy the joy of being engaged without everybody else knowing. Thomas and his wife, Darina, have since had a baby daughter. He has spoken openly about suffering from grief and has raised money for research into myeloid leukemia, becoming president of blood cancer charity Bloodwise.
We've now arrived at the end of this edition of Chatterbox, and we hope you've enjoyed it. As usual, we remind you that when you have finished with the recording, turn the address label in the wallet over and pop in the memory stick and drop it in a postbox. Don't forget that you do not have to pay any postage at all, as the postal service is free.
We hope you have enjoyed this edition, and thanks go to the whole team of over a dozen loyal volunteers who have produced it today. The editor was Ian Gorst, and the sound recordist was Simon Pitt. Thank you again to the Norwich Seeker for the use of some of their articles today. If you would like to let us know anything about the items you have heard about today, you can call us on 01 603 765 365. That's 01 603 765 365. The office is not staffed every day, so if there is no reply, please do leave a message on our answer phone and we will get back to you as soon as we can. You can also visit our website on cbtn.org.uk. And with that, we hope you have enjoyed this edition of Chatterbox. And remember to keep listening to the Just Talk edition, which follows on. But for now, it's goodbye from me, Elaine, and Robin. Goodbye.
Goodbye.